Okay, great gratitude to each of you for inspiring teachings and the gift of your presence. Could you talk a bit about kilesas, how to see them clearly and work with them skillfully without falling into discouragement and self-judgment? A bow of gratitude. I think on broad brush, kilesas are defilements or stains of the mind. Typically, or most fundamentally, greed, hatred, and delusion, those are the roots. It's actually called yamula kilesa, the kind of root defilements. One can parse it out in many different ways, just as I said, like the vipassanupa kilesas, which are defilements of insight, which are more refined aspects of how defilements manifest themselves. I think one of the things in terms of particular defilement, obstruction that we're experiencing, the practice itself and our attention to our actions of body, speech, and mind, cultivation of one of the terms that Ajahn Chah and most of the forest teachers talk about of what we cultivate is mindfulness and discernment. Mindfulness and discernment. You hear it over and over again of what what our cultivation is giving us, and that gives us a clarity and a reflective quality that we can be attentive to the things that are obstructions, but then also the wholesome qualities that we can cultivate. So I think a lot of it is dealing with it skillfully, without falling into discouragement and self-judgment, is to recognize that discouragement and self-judgment are defilements, and they're obstructions that can be seen and understood and relinquished the same as anything else, so that there it gives us a perspective, because you can, it's easy to build up a self-perception of just being overwhelmed and completely loaded up with all sorts of defilements and kilesas, and forget. Well, that's a small part of the picture, really. I mean, one wouldn't even take interest in meditation practice, spiritual practice, Buddhist practice, if that were really the case. Wholesome qualities, and we tend not to direct attention to our wholesome qualities. We tend to overlook them, and that's actually a practice that is helpful in terms of reflecting on on a daily basis. Okay, what were the occasions when a particular defilement overwhelmed one? What did it do to overcome that? But then, in the same part of the reflection, what wholesome things did we do to make that very conscious? What wholesome things do we do? Where did we help? Where did we do? And then also, what wholesome things did we see in others? So then, because it's, again, there's a whole realm of self-judgment, you keep coming up short. So that, to consciously start to pay attention. Okay, what were the actual defilements that were manifesting? But then also, okay, what actual wholesome things did one do? And then what wholesome things did one recognize in others that one delighted in? So then it starts shifting perception. The perception starts to change.